Joining me on the line is the Senator John Braun, Republican from Centralia, who's currently serving as the minority leader. Leader Braun, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So obviously, not the way you would prefer to operate in the first year taking over this leadership post. You're not happy with the access people will have, generally speaking, are you?
That's correct. I would not pick this method as a way to start, and absolutely not happy. And I get that we want to be careful when it comes to public health, and I get that there's some security concerns after last week, but I think in both cases we've gone too far and have, by doing so, restricted access by the general public to their legislators and to the democratic process.
So what is one step too far?
So a simple example is access to the Capitol building or the legislative building. I mean, this is something we have figured out a way over the last 10, 11 months to have access to all kinds of public buildings. We use masks, we use social distancing, we wash our hands. Sometimes we have capacity limits. But we figured out a way to do it in all kinds of other buildings. Why on earth would we not find a way? And I don't even know that the public would take us up that much on it, but they ought to have the option. They ought to be the ones making that choice, not us, to be able to come into the Capitol building and talk, with appropriate precautions to legislators during the course of the session. That's a simple example, but there are others.
So when you bring that up to your Democratic colleagues, what do they say?
Well, they hide behind this public health risk concern, and I am in no way dismissing the legitimate public health risks out there right now, but there's lots of other risks, and I think the risk of undermining our credibility is frankly much higher, and we also know that it's not a, one or the other type situation. We have learned a ton over the last 10 months on how to do this safely. Businesses around the state are in operation, in person. They're doing the right things to keep their employees and their customers safe. Why on earth can we not apply those same principles to the legislative process? It doesn't make sense to me.
So obviously, these rules that are now in place were created before the intelligence was released, and we got word obviously in the last day or so that there are significant concerns about safety at capitals all across the country with activists who might be armed and might be pretty far extremists to the right, posing potential threats. Do you think that then plays a role or should play a role, at least in the next few days, as to the security, and then maybe bring some of this down? Or are you ready to say right now we can just, relent on some of it?
That's a good question. I think that the governor may have overreacted somewhat in the current situation. We have cyclone fencing around the Capitol building, around the law, Hall of Justice, around two of the legislative buildings. I'll note that the main office space for Republicans is not walled off. We did that on purpose because we think that folks need access to their legislators. But I don't fault the governor for being a little cautious. That's fair given the events of last week. But we ought to have a plan to pull back from that as quickly as we think we safely can. And if you've looked at the results so far, I mean, we're not having a huge crowd there. I think there were 20 or 30 people there yesterday, all peaceful, all they agree, even when we may disagree with their message, they weren't in any way causing harm or threatening harm to anybody.
Just joining us, we're talking with State Senator John Braun, Republican Minority Leader from Centralia, about the new legislative session, one bill that you are moving forward with, hoping that it gets a hearing by Senator Sam Hunt, Democrat from Olympia, is one that would immediately move all of the regions into phase number two of Healthy Washington, which effectively reopens the businesses that have been closed down, although at limited capacity. What do you think is the likelihood that it even gets a hearing in committee?
Well, we're pushing pretty hard. This is an enormously important issue for anybody that's running one of these enterprises or works at one of these enterprises who feeds their family by the income that comes from one of these enterprises. Pretty important to those folks.
Yeah.
And we think that this deserves a vote. And we have a lot of folks out there in the majority that say, oh, yeah, we want to, you know, we feel for you. We want to help you out. But this, the proof will be in the pudding. Are they willing to give it a hearing? Are they willing to bring it to a vote and push the issue? We aren't. This bill doesn't, you know, throw caution to the wind. It still has some precautions, but it gets folks back open so that they can survive in the near term and hopefully build their businesses back into thriving enterprises.
So under the current rules, then, this goes to one of your concerns. It's not like a whole bunch of restaurant owners and gym owners can go ahead and show up to the Capitol and pack a room and deliver their testimony. How can people put pressure on, in the short term, the committee just to get it heard, and then in the long term to get this passed?
Well, I think in the short term, you reach out to your senator, wherever you are in the state, and if it's a Republican senator, we're all supporting this bill, so it doesn't take much to convince us. We're ready to take a vote today or tomorrow if the majority is willing to bring it directly to the floor. We'd love to see that. But especially folks in the Democratic caucus, and some have been very clear in their support for restaurants, and this is their chance to show that. So I think we start sending an email, making phone calls to those folks. Also, perhaps to Senator Hunt, and he's the chair in that committee. I'm not sure that was the right committee for it to go to, but that's where it went, and that's, the majority gets to make that call. So now I think it's up to him. The pressure should be on him. The restaurant owners in his district up in Olympia should be calling and saying, you know, Senator Hunt, why aren't you hearing this bill? I need to feed my family.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, the reason why it might not get a hearing even is they don't want to go on record and have to vote this down, right? I mean, this is a political play.
Yeah, this is, you know, they're caught between, you know, defending the governor's, you know, actions that frankly are not justified by science or data, or looking after the constituents, and they don't want to be squeezed like that. We're the minority. We want to squeeze them. We want them to put their money where their mouth is and show they either care about these individuals that are frankly suffering, or not.
What is a bill right now that's not getting a lot of attention that you're paying close attention to that we should be paying closer attention to?
Well, that's
we know about cap and trade. We know about, you know, we know about some of the big ones. We know about, you know, some of the curtailing of gun rights. What are the ones that sort of are in the weeds that maybe aren't necessarily sexy enough that we're going to look on the website? I'm going to like, oh, this is something I should be digging into.
Well, yeah, all the tax bills and the stuff like that, lots of attention. We'll get more attention. You know, the one that it may not be completely silent, but in normal years wouldn't get much attention at all, but certainly deserves attention this year, and that's the emergency powers reform. Mm-hmm. How do we take, you know, everything we've learned over the last 10 or 11 months in terms of how our government operates in an emergency and reform the statute so that people have a stronger voice in the process? And that's not, you know, take anything away from Governor Inslee. It's just saying, hey, we know more than we did 10 months ago. Let's go back and look at that statute. And there's a couple bills out there in the House and the Senate that go after that. And I hope that folks are paying attention and talking to their legislators about those bills. I think it's important.
And ultimately, I hope people who are upset right now are paying enough attention to realize that there's only so much that Senator Braun and Republicans can do when they don't hold a majority. And so that means come election time, you actually do have to do just a little bit more to get the right people elected. And we showed in this last election that Republicans are, in fact, competitive. And we hung on to some seats that we weren't supposed to. We won some seats that maybe we weren't supposed to, but we still came up short. But they were competitive, way more than a lot of people expected them to be. And it is within our grasp to at least take back either the Senate or the House. Fingers crossed both, but we do have to do some extra work here. We've been talking with Minority Leader Braun. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck. I'm sure we'll be talking in the coming weeks.
All right. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You as well.